Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
And now, back to a man who didn't let being named one of the 100 most important radio talk show hosts in America go to his head.
Woo! Woo! Yes! In your face!
He's Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
Welcome back, 34 after the hour. Thank you for staying with me. My pleasure as always. Very excited about having our good friend Debbie Meyer back on the show. Debbie's one of my favorite folks in the world. She's the co-CEO and the co-founder of Housewares America. She's been a homemaker. I'm not sure she still is. She probably has some help. She's a mother. She's a wife. But more importantly, the thing that I get excited about is she's an inventor. And, of course, because she took her inventions to market, that makes her an entrepreneur. But you know her as a TV personality. And I am glad to say that my friend just got back from speaking at Harvard University. So I'm even more impressed than ever before. Debbie Meyer, welcome back.
Oh, thanks. Thank you for asking me. I love being here with you. And, yes, I am still a homemaker.
Harvard. Oh, you do. Now you have help, though, right? Come on, admit it. You got help.
No, I do not. I do not.
Who you do all the dusting and everything?
I do it all, and you know what? I do it because I love it. It's
all right.
Like my work too. I do it because I love it.
She's an iron woman, ladies and gentlemen.
I consider this my exercise. I really do.
There you go. I understand what you're saying. Hey, Harvard University invited you to come speak to them. What did you talk about?
Yeah. Well, they were asked me to come and speak, and I was really felt privileged to be asked. And I was asked, as a small business owner and entrepreneur, to speak on the importance of STEM education. And STEM education, it's an acronym that not everybody is familiar with, but it stands for science, technology, engineering, and math in education, and the importance of it in building and managing my business, and how I saw it relative to girls in particular.
And this was all associated with a conference on diversity there, as I remember.
Yes, it was the Global Diversity Leadership Conference at Harvard. And it very, very interesting scope of speakers and topics. Obviously, diversity is more than just cultural. It has to do with every level of difference between people, including their education.
And one of the issues that's big in the diversity circles is the issue of females in the STEM curriculum, in the science, technology, engineering, and math. Some people also, Debbie, and we're going to talk more about that in some subsequent segments. But Debbie, some people also add the A letter in there, turn STEM into STEAM. Jeffrey Zabar was just on the show, and he and I were talking about this off the air, and the A stands for architecture. Have you heard that before?
Yes, I have. And I sort of combine almost the rest of those letters into the A.
Yeah.
Because I don't think you can do any of those without any of the others.
Right. No, I agree. Because you can get out of hand, because then you can talk about, you can say, well, what about physics? What about nuclear physicists or whatever? But so I know I agree with you, but the STEM is enough. But the main thing is here. But so here's the question. Part of the issue here, though, is not gender issues on this with the STEM curricula as it is with Americans not focusing on the STEM education part. What do you think?
That's correct. That was actually the thrust of many, many speakers' subjects. Females are not being encouraged, let's put it that way, encouraged to pursue, to actually excel in the core value subjects, and they're not encouraged to pursue it at a higher level.
But so, Debbie, I want to talk about that in the next segment. I want to talk about America.
Okay.
In America, males and females are. Is America falling behind in STEM education, male or female? That's the question.
Yes, we are. We are all falling behind. And if you have children, if you have grandchildren, if you have nieces, nephews, whatever, you really, really need to encourage and prod along their interest in these
areas. Why do you think that is? Why do you think America is doing this? Why do you think this is happening?
Well, I think we've fallen out of the core basics of education on a large scale. The reading, writing, arithmetic stuff has fallen away for a very long time now.
What else are they teaching?
Well, they're teaching to the test. You know, it's all about the standardized testing and teaching so that they will actually pass the test, so that the funding dollars will come to the school because they're showing advances.
If you think we're not telling
and
the
that's
truth,
not learning.
If you think Debbie's not right about the math thing, get a young person working at McDonald's to give you change without the register telling him how much change to have. You know, I didn't have to be taught that. You didn't have to be taught that when we flipped burgers, Debbie. But the young kids, they can't make change. Twenty Tail, right back after these messages with Debbie Meyer. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.